Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Saturday, June 19, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The instability in the Middle East continues to dominate the news today. Many promises and reforms appear to have support, but Sat7's Glenn Hartson says the actual practice of peace may be more difficult.
I think there's still a great skepticism, and I think that is partially because it has been such a closed area for centuries, and to have a power come in now and try to change what has been in place, there's just a real hesitation and question.
Sat7 is Christian television for the Middle East and North Africa. Hartson says even as the violence mounts, their team remains committed and people are responding to hope.
People within the region themselves are very hesitant expressing their faith. And certainly individuals that are hearing the gospel through Sat7's unique broadcasting are somewhat reluctant as well to ask questions or indicate that they're watching because of the unrest that's going on.
And Hindu lawyers are trying to convince the Tamil Nadu government not to repeal standing anti-conversion laws. Other Indian states began doing just that, along with trashing a national proposal after elections led to a new secular government. Mission India's John DeVries is excited.
These are three significant, definite things that are going on in India. The minorities in India, the Muslims, the Christians, the tribals, the Dalits, they're all very, very excited that it looks like the pressure is off.
DeVries says believers are already in place for outreach, even though many don't expect persecution to end overnight. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your financial support can make Mission Network News possible in Romanian and Russian. Go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the support button and you can help mobilize Christians in these countries for missions at home and abroad. I'm Greg Yoder.